Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi, Jenna.
Kia ora.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. How was the weekend for you?
Very nice. Very nice.
And you bought us a book to start our Monday, to start our week with another damn good book about music writing, which I'm going to have to add to the list.
Yeah.
By the sound of things. Okay, right. Okay. What have we got?
So this book
Cool cover, by the way.
It is a cool cover. It's called Rock Bottom, A Music Writer's Journey into Madness by Michael O'Dell. So Michael O'Dell is a... Do you know him?
The name seems familiar, but then I could just be making that up.
Yeah, I didn't know him before, but he's a music journalist, former contributing editor for Q magazine, but also has written for Spin, Enemy, and The Guardian.
Yeah, they'll all do me. They're all good.
Yep. Yeah, they're all good. So he's got a rep, and he was working in that golden age... of music journalism.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we keep talking like that, then that's always going to be the golden age. But should we talk like this is the golden age.
I guess in terms of magazine publishing and things like that. Yeah. So, and then he's like obsessed with wanting to have interviewed this his top six, which is like Bowie and the Rolling Stones and stuff. He has a little son called Ronnie. He... has this bathroom full of paraphernalia that he's collected of cigarette butts and chewing gum from famous people. He's like very
yuck.
part of a sandwich. And but he has a public meltdown.
Part of a sandwich?
Yeah.
Police found cigarette butts and part of a sandwich.
He has a public meltdown while chaperoning Oasis at a music awards ceremony. One of the brothers throws a peanut at his head and it all goes bad. And so it's about his complete love of music and music journalism and true obsession. Like, it really takes over his family life and all of that. But he spirals into this terrible depression, and it's like, what is he without the music?
And but really, it's the music that led him down that dark path.
Well, exactly, yeah. And so it's English. He's an English writer, and so it's that very self-deprecating British humour, which I really, really love. And but he is addressing, while he's writing this, and you can have chuckles and stuff all the way through it, but he's addressing something really important within the music industry. And I know last week was the week of the 1 year of the Wellness Helpline in New Zealand, and it made me think about that, all that good stuff that's happening. But, you know, like, if you look at the quotes of people that he's interviewed, they're in the front of the book, but I could definitely cannot say this word, but Liam Gallagher says, what's up with you C word, and David Bowie said, how dare you, and Pete Doherty said, get out of my house. And a guy from The Strokes said, hey, those are my trousers, because he tried to steal those.
Tried to steal The Strokes' trousers for his bathroom collection. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't be Pete Doherty's house. Get out of my house. That's rich, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's quite a detailed description of him going to interview him in his country house. So really, I think a lot of people would probably relate to this in some way, or just feel like little bits of it while getting the pop culture of it. He's going to a German counsellor who knows nothing about music. He goes to her in her house. She's very serious. And he's trying to tell her, like, all of the stuff that's going on. And she's just like, who are the Rolling Stones? Who is this, you know? So there's this nice dialogue. He does end up going, and, like, it gets really bad. He starts living in his van.
Value for money, though. You're going to spend a lot of your therapy time explaining things, aren't you? But, you know, just facts, when really you want to get onto the whole my brain's falling out situation.
So
nitty gritty. You don't want to say, oh, well, they're an English band who've started.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't not say that if you're a music writer, you know. You couldn't just leave it half done. You'd have to she'd be like, okay, that's time. You go, oh, well,
I haven't even started on me yet.
Can I give you some reading? For when you
see? Yeah. So it's brand new. It's coming into the shop this week. I just checked it's in transit, and it's a beautiful hardback with this great little cover with these dials on it.
Like an amp. That's like an amp.
I think a lot of people that listen to BFM would probably like to read this. He's a funny man. Sometimes it seems like really ridiculous, some of the stuff that he goes through, but apparently it's true.
This is the music industry for you.
Yeah.
Some things are really ridiculous. Yeah. Really. Hey, excuse me, did you turn up to an awards ceremony in an egg? Did you? And then you change into a dress made of meat. Okay, all the best. And now you've got a doco on Netflix. Oh, cool.
Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it, no, not yet. Is it worth it?
I quite liked it. I mean, I was doing stuff at the same time, but it was fine.
Like what sort of stuff? Like not dressing up like Lady Gaga and stuff? And
no, it might have been knitting or like scrolling through Instagram or something.
Knitting, that's how it starts.
Yeah.
Knitters. No, apparently it's quite good though. Apparently it's quite, I remember watching her that live show, the Monsters Ball thing or whatever it is, and going, oh my God, look how tragic. And then just thinking, no, actually, hang on, let's just watch and see how this particular artist has captivated the world and why. And she's actually a genius.
She is, and it really captures that the pressure of one person doing this whole thing.
Well, this is the thing. She comes on stage and there's people down the front who are these, you know, like I say, some pretty tragic cats who are like covered in tinfoil and stuff like that and tinfoil and hair gel going, ah! Ah! Who are just dying to be there, so excited to be there. She doesn't even take her sunglasses off and acknowledge the crowd until like the fourth song. I think, ooh, yeah, I see what you're doing there. Mm-hmm. And then she starts by about the 10th song. She's sort of eyeballing all the people in the front row.
Right.
So she's meant to drag it out to that long and then just, boom, there you go, that's what you wanted. And then, boom, it's quite impressive.
They're going on an emotional journey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So speaking of emotional journey, this book's called Rock Bottom.
Rock Bottom, A Music Writer's Journey into Madness by Michael O'Dell. It's, good book. It's coming out this week. $40 hardback. Good Christmas present for you.
What an ideal stocking stuffer.
Friends in your life. Yeah, good stocking stuffer for sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Loose Reads.